From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata Police, Arcata Fire District, and California Highway Patrol holding a National Night Out event tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Arcata Community Center. National Night Out, an annual community building event that provides the opportunity to bring first responders and community members together to help build and enhance their relationships. Event attendees will enjoy a hot dog barbecue, fun activities, water balloon toss, face painting, and safety demonstrations by Arcata Police, Arcata Fire, and CHP. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help cover the medical costs for an 8-year-old boy who was trapped in a vehicle during a crash that killed his father. Police say that vehicle, driven by Gannon Rogers of Blue Lake, was traveling southbound on 101 last week when it left the road, went down an embankment, and hit a tree. Rogers killed in the accident. His 8-year-old son, Bodie, became trapped within the vehicle and was extricated by emergency personnel. The child taken to the hospital. He is listed in critical condition. The Mendocino Complex fire is now at 290,000 acres. The ranch fire is at 241,000 acres, 20% containment, while the ranch fire has spread to just under 49,000 acres with 78% containment. 75 homes have been destroyed, as well as 68 other structures. Latest estimates are that 11,300 structures are threatened. The ranch fire remained active overnight, expanding further north and east, continuing to challenge fire crews due to limited access, heavy fuel loads, low fuel moisture, and high temperatures. Resources today continue to be deployed to all areas of the ranch fire perimeter. On the river fire, they continue to increase containment and work towards tying in the remaining containment lines to Scotts Valley Road. Well, this summer, 10 students from 9 different Native American tribes and 8 different universities visited Humboldt County to conduct a variety of research projects on subjects ranging from cormorants and pond turtles to aquaponics. They'll share their research August 9th at the Native American Forum. The students are members of a research experience and undergraduates program funded by the National Science Foundation. It's in its third and final year. The program connects undergrads from all over the U.S. to research mentors with local tribal partners and HSU faculty for research projects. City of Eureka, continuing construction for street paving work on H between 16th and Henderson, 6th between Myrtle and Broadway, 7th between Pine and E Streets. Work will continue for about 3 weeks and will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. The work does require road closures at times, along with lane closures and detours. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.